Questionnaire Design. Paul Haig. Chapter 8. The Layout of the Questionnaire. A questionnaire is a working document. It presents the questions as well as the place and space to record the answers. Thought needs to be given to ensure that the layout of the questions and the questionnaire as a whole enable it to work. Formalities on every questionnaire. Every questionnaire should have a title, which enables it to be readily identified. Some market research companies give each job a number or code, and this too may be recorded on the questionnaire. And, to state the obvious, the place for the title is at the top of the page. Within my own company, the top of each questionnaire has a number of boxes for department heads to say that they have seen and approved the questionnaire. In the header, PM stands for Project Manager, DP for Data Processing, and SM for Show Material. At the foot of the page is a declaration for the interviewer to sign and confirm that the interview has been carried out within the Market Research Society's Code of Practice. There are many templates that can be used, and every researcher should decide what is necessary and relevant for their company. Questionnaires should also have provision to record the name and address of the respondent, the date of the interview, and the name of the interviewer. This data can be recorded at the beginning or at the end of the questionnaire, depending on preference and circumstances. In the case of business-to-business interviews, it is normal to have the name and address at the front of the questionnaire, so that when all the interviews are completed, a company can easily be located by looking through the top sheets. In street interviews, the respondent's name and address is usually the last thing to be asked, and so this is positioned at the end of the questionnaire. Here is an example of a typical boilerplate for an industrial questionnaire. Structural steelwork study, project number 08792I. Name of company, address, telephone number, contact name, contact position, interviewer, date. Making the layout suitable for the field. If ever there is a conflict between laying out a questionnaire for the convenience of data processing, the finance department, or the field interviewers, it is the latter who should win every time. They have to make the questionnaire work. Space is at a premium in a questionnaire and should be used wisely. If the questionnaire is too cramped, it will be hard to read and difficult to write down the answers. If space is used too freely, the questionnaire will grow and become book-like, unwieldy, and expensive to print. Make sure that the size of the type is large enough to be read in the conditions where the interview may have to be administered, at worst, a murky street in winter, or a doorstep with poor lighting, at best, an office floodlit with fluorescent lights. There should be sufficient space for the interviewer to record the answers, and this is especially important for open-ended questions. It should also be borne in mind that the number of